on counts of aggravated assault, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, and aggravated battery. Law enforcement authorities investigating a homicide that occurred in the 2000 block of North 18th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, have identified the victim as 32-year-old Darius Fant of Kansas City, Kansas. Shortly after midnight on Saturday, police were dispatched to a shots fired call, and first responders found Fant, who had been struck by gunfire in a parking lot and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A Ransom man found guilty of sexually assaulting a child in 2015 was sentenced to life in prison on Monday in Ellis County District Court. Robert Wayne Evil, 54, was arrested last year and charged in Ellis County with one count each of aggravated criminal sodomy, attempted rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, along with criminal threat. According to court documents, Evil was accused of assaulting a child who was 10 years old at the time between June 1st of 2015 and August 31st of the same year. The Riley County Police Department activity reports indicates that just after 11 p.m. on Monday, law enforcement officials in the 1000 block of Thurston Street in Manhattan made an arrest in connection to a narcotics investigation. Riley County PD said Coulter Weeks, 30, of Wamego, was arrested and booked into the Riley County Jail on possession of opiates, use or possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Court records show 27-year-old Ryan Rivera Meister pleaded no contest and was convicted on Tuesday of felony attempted child abuse. Rivera Meister was accused of killing 16-month-old Xavier Ruiz Alvarado in August of 2016. Court records indicate the child, who Rivera Meister had been watching for his girlfriend, died from head and stomach wounds consistent with blunt force. Rivera Meister is being held at the Hall County Detention Center. He'll be sentenced on February 26th of next year. The max penalty for a conviction on felony attempted child abuse is 50 years in prison. The Douglas County Health Department says it's seeing an increase in COVID-19, flu, and RSV cases. Being up to date on your vaccinations is part of what the health department recommends to help protect yourself against respiratory viruses. They also recommend you wash your hands and cover your cough. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national bird. At Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, when you pluck our turkeys, we give you the Benjamins. Swipe your Seven Clans rewards card to win instantly. And every Saturday, one player will win $10,000 for plucking one of our turkeys. Ben Franklin would be proud. Seven Clans First Council Casino is the home of life-changing jackpots. Win Benjamins this November. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brenda Spencer with the Kansas State Historic Preservation Office addressed downtown Marysville business owners Thursday morning, as she is currently doing building surveys, which will be used to define a historic district, which could qualify much of the downtown area for potential tax credits and grants toward rehabilitation, restoration, and improvement efforts. Her work was initiated by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Spencer talks about the Register of Historic Places.
Register of Historic Places is the country's official list of historically significant properties. The Register of Kansas Historic Places is our state's official list of historically significant properties. The National Register was established in 1966. The Kansas Register was established in 1977. Though all properties included in the National Register in Kansas are also listed on the State Register, not all properties listed in the State Register are listed on National Register.
Significant benefits include the distinction, ability to retain historic character, and the financial incentives for work done on contributing properties.
The primary benefits, or the primary pros to establishing a historic district in your downtown, is reputation. It's tourism, it's promotional efforts based on, there are travelers that go visit historic districts. It does help protect the historic character of your building. You know, as communities experience growth,
the boundary would include all buildings between Center and Broadway extending from 5th to 11th Streets, those properties north of Center from 6th to 9th Streets, and those south of Broadway from 8th to 10th. This area includes 86 potential units with historic character at least 50 years old. As the study moves to an application phase, a majority of building owners in the district would decide if the project moves forward.
In my opinion, it really is all or nothing. Majority rules, you guys are going to decide whether you want to proceed with the historic district.
Brenda Spencer noted that restrictions as to building improvements or renovations would only be under state supervision if the project were being used toward tax credits. Any work done with private investment will not be subject to any restrictions unless work is done which would require a city building permit. Interim City Administrator Jeff Peterson was present and noted that only major projects currently require a city permit, but the council may be well served in pursuing additional incentives or rules for consistency if a historic district designation is desired.
It's not unusual for cities to enact ordinances that deal with historic districts that may, in effect, put more stringent requirements in building permits or building modifications in an historic district. So I think that's part and parcel to this whole thing is, okay, it's probably going to stimulate some interest in some local initiatives, regulations, whatever, that would complement the historic district, because after all, the idea here is to preserve, if it really is, not just the buildings, in terms of structure and everything else, but historic integrity of it.
Work on the building surveys continues, and application details could be finalized toward the first of next year. The entire application and approval process could take until late 2024 or 2025 to be complete, allowing for tax credit applications and incentives. At such time, if the project is fully approved, any application for tax credits would be subject to State Preservation Office review to ensure compliance with restrictions, and then could be eligible for up to 40% credits for improvements to contributing properties within the historic district. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned Friday evening 5 until 7 at the Pony Plaza in downtown Marysville. Small Business Saturday is November 25th. 48th Annual Odell Craft Show is Saturday, hosted by the Odell Area Community Enrichment, and runs from 9 until 3. Barnes Annual Light and Horse-Drawn Parade is Saturday evening. The parade begins at 7. Blue Rivers Area Mercy Meals, Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, will be packing 60,000 meals Monday, November 27th,
at the Odell Community Building. They're in need of volunteers and will run at least 4 lines on each of 6 shifts, 2 hours per time shift. Time slots are 8 to 10, 10 to noon, noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, and 6 to 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may contact the State Bank of Odell to sign up for a shift or learn more on Facebook at Mercy Meals Odell. A celebration of life service for Olivia A. Opie Huddleston, who passed away recently, will be held Saturday, November 25th from 10 until 2 at the Allstadt Community Center in Frankfort.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ashley Homestore in Beatrice says thank you, as Stan and Judy Meyer are retiring and selling the operations effective December 1st. They thank all of their loyal friends and customers. As a small token of appreciation, 100% of sales last Thursday were donated to the food pantries in Beatrice, Wymore, Marysville, and Fairbury, with a whopping $12,700 contributed. All staff will remain with the store in transition to new owners of the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And mostly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some flurries may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying a bit warmer into Monday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s and clear skies Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Even warmer by Tuesday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 40s and mostly clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low was 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Holiday gets payback. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics were home against the Bucks on Thanksgiving Eve, trailing by as much as 21 in the first half. The Bucks closed within 3 with under 30 seconds left, but Boston held on for a 119-116 win. Former Buck Drew Holiday.
I think they got what they wanted, so I can't be mad at that.
Minus Joel Embiid, the Sixers tangled with the T-Wolves in Minneapolis. Fourth quarter.
Cat and Rudy on the floor together this year as Cat rumbles down the lane and flushes this one with authority.
The call on KFAN. Karl Anthony Towns finishing with 23 points. Anthony Edwards led all scorers with 31. The T-Wolves continue their hot start with a gaudy 11-3 record after the 112-99 win. Continuing with the NBA.
Excuse me for a second.
On the
we
mic.
Stop all the booing, let these guys play. It's not old glass, it's not who we are. Knock off the booing.
Suns coach Greg Popovich on Bally Sports telling the home fans to stop booing while former Spur Kawhi Leonard was at the free throw line in the second quarter. Of course, the boos got louder, but Leonard got the last laugh. Clippers beat the Spurs 109-102. The Mavs blew a 20-point fourth quarter lead, but escaped Los Angeles with a 104-101 win over the Lakers. The Magic shocked the Nuggets 124-119. The Heat routed the Cavs 129-96. Suns beat the Warriors 123-115. NCAA men's top 25. Number 2, Purdue edged 4th-ranked Marquette 78-75 to win the Maui Invitational. Number 1, Kansas beat 7th-ranked Tennessee 79-70. On the ice, the Bruins beat the Panthers 3-1. Rangers blanked the Penguins 1-0. Caps skate by the Sabres 4-3 in overtime. Golden Knights got by the Stars 2-1, also in OT. And the Avs top the Canucks 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets close for the Thanksgiving holiday. Back at it again on Friday after the Thanksgiving celebration. Wrapped up on Wednesday this week. Kind of mixed across the board, but mostly lower for the grain market. Livestock was also mostly lower on the board as well. We'll see what's in store for us when markets open up again on Friday morning for a shortened trading day going back into another weekend. As we look at some of the crops and some of the volatility that we are seeing at the end of 2023, Brad Rippey, a U.S. Department of Agriculture meteorologist, talks about the good news that we are seeing when it comes to winter wheat crops across the nation with the latest crop progress report, even with the ongoing drought conditions.
USDA has just released its final count of winter wheat planting progress,
showing 95% of the winter wheat planted on the 19th of November, 1 point behind the five-year average, 3 points behind last year's 98%.
But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says we may be slightly behind on planting, but for emergence, that's a different story.
Most areas, even in drought-affected areas, getting enough moisture to promote emergence of the crop.
And so 87% of the crop is up as we start this week. That's a little more than average, more than this time a year ago. And finally, are the condition ratings for the crop.
We are at 48% good to excellent. That's a 1 point improvement from last week. 17% very poor to poor, no change from last week.
But both numbers a lot better than a year ago when only 32% of the crop was rated good to excellent. 33% was in poor to very poor shape. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Markets did wrap up on Wednesday with Kansas City wheat for December slightly lower, down by 1 1/4 to 614.5. March KC wheat was down 1 1/4 at 624.25. Corn market, same story. December down 1 1/4 to 648.75. March was down 1 1/4 at 687.75. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale, Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th. We only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Finance offers are with approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance. Excludes negative equity. Up to $60,000 MSRP in stock excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 11/25/23.
No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Closed for Thanksgiving. Wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. They will offer a sale next Thursday. Cattle sales at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Call any of their fieldmen or call the sale barn to list early consignments. No sale this Thanksgiving Thursday. They will resume next week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently awarded $22 million to Kansas State University to lead the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab. Director of the lab, Jagger Harvey, discusses what the team of experts around the world will work to accomplish.
So this particular innovation lab is focused on climate resilient cereals. So the cereals that it focuses on are millet, sorghum, wheat, and rice. And about 60% of cereals globally are rain-fed, so they're not irrigated. And what this innovation lab does is it works on upstream germplasm enhancement. So the basic seeds in a breeder's toolbox that they use to cross and produce the varieties that Kansas farmers or Kenyan farmers or farmers around the world ultimately plant in their fields.
The lab is valuable in hoping to help prepare for the growing world population.
Really, what USAID's vision for this program was, it's again to really move the needle, since we have to have 70% more cereal production by 2050 to feed the estimated 10 billion people that there will be in the world in a harsher and harsher climate. So they really wanted to make sure that they supported the land grant system to flex our full capacity to move the needle to produce climate resilient cereals.
Harvey says how they want the lab to come together to support work that experts are already doing in the field.
There are some fantastic breeders that we're partnering with around the world. They're already extremely successful at producing varieties that farmers and consumers prefer in their countries. Many of them have been trained in advanced universities here in the U.S. land grant system as well and gone back. So looking forward, we want to equip them so that within and beyond this program, they can continue adapting their breeding efforts to a changing climate, using things like computer modeling to look into their crystal ball, see what the climate might be like in 10 years, decide if they want to continue planting corn in certain parts of the country, or if something like sorghum and millet will fare much better. And so we want to deliver for USAID, for U.S. agriculture, for global agriculture, to continue increasing yield stability in a changing climate so that we can honestly have a more stable world. So really, it's a win-win. Working together through this program, we can really make sure that collectively we can have that 70% more cereal production that's needed by 2050.
That was Jagger Harvey, director of the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab at K-State, on how this team will work together to support the needs of people in the U.S. and across the globe. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Think you know a few things about turkey? We will put your aptitude to the test on a Turkey Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it? You get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-497-0329 to learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time instant method to track your blood glucose. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-497-0329 and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-497-0329. That's 888-497-0329. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 23rd, the 327th day of the year. Actor Boris Karloff was born on this day in 1887. Thanksgiving Day calls for some fun turkey trivia, and here are some of our favorite tidbits. Roast turkey was reportedly the first meal on the moon enjoyed by the Apollo 11 astronauts. They're truly ancient birds, inhabiting North America for at least 10 million years. It may seem slow and awkward, but turkeys can run up to 25 miles per hour and fly up to 50 miles per hour. And here's one to stump your turkey dinner guests with. How many towns in the U.S. are named after turkey? We found three: Turkey, Texas, Turkey, North Carolina, and Turkey Creek, Louisiana. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Join the Small Business Celebration this Saturday, November 25th in downtown Marysville. Register from 8 till 9 a.m. The first 100 shoppers receive a goodie bag provided by Marysville Chamber Businesses. Grab a free Christmas photo at Santa's house, fill out your holiday wish list, catch hourly promotions, and a free showing of Wish at the Astro 3 Theater. Enjoy the fun and shop local this Small Business Saturday and this holiday season in Marysville. An invitation from The Empty Cup, Coffee Bar and Bistro, Reflections Hallmark, Enon's Automotive, and Pony Express Tanning and Trading.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Looking your best during the holiday season matters. So does finding that unique gift. At Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company in downtown Marysville, you can handle both. From festive nails to holiday decor, you'll never know what you'll find. All in one stop, and a reminder to shop local this holiday season from Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company.
An invitation to shop local this holiday season from The Empty Cup, Coffee Bar and Bistro, Reflections Hallmark, Enan's Automotive, and Pony Express Tanning and Trading.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas State Wildcats remain in the top 25 rankings. The latest college football playoff ranking has K-State at number 19 compared to number 21 last week. However, after the loss, the Jayhawks fell out of the top 25. The Cats now have senior day on Saturday against Iowa State with kickoff at 7 p.m. on Fox. NFL players say Arrowhead Stadium is the best venue in the league to play in. That's according to an anonymous poll of 85 NFL players from The Athletic. Kansas City's famous home had the highest percentage of players, 17.9%, voted as the best stadium in the NFL. That beat out Minnesota's U.S. Bank Stadium, L.A.'s SoFi Stadium, as well as Lambeau Field for the best venue in the league among players. MetLife Stadium, home of the Jets and Giants, FedEx Field, which houses the Washington Commanders, and Highmark Stadium, home of the Bills, were among the worst venues in the league, according to players. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Kansas volleyball's Reagan Cooper snags multiple awards after impressive performances on the court. Cooper was named the AVCA TerraFlex Division I National Player of the Week and Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after showing her skills against BYU and Baylor. She tied her career high with 25 kills to beat number 13 BYU 3-1 in Utah, the first team to beat the Cougars at home this season. This is Cooper's second time being named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. K-State women's basketball player Ayoka Lee was one of five to be named this week's Ann Myers Drysdale National Player of the Week by the United States Basketball Writers Association. This is Lee's third time making it on the list, first on January 4th of 2022, and then 3 weeks later on January 25th. Lee averaged 21 points, 8.5 rebounds, and one steal in two games that ended in wins against second-ranked Iowa and Wisconsin. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 43.
Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 22. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. About an inch of snow Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
KNDY.
Yep.